Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another 3-2, and there's a line drive toward the right field corner. It takes two hops up against the wall. Gregory Polanco into second base with a stand-up double. Single, walk, double in his first three plate appearances of the year. Welcome back, El Cafe.
Polanco, over that gruesome shoulder injury self-inflicted last year on a dubious, ridiculous
slide. Don't call it a slide.
That barrel was, roll?
Yeah, whatever that was, I can tell you right now it was not a slide. It is an amazing thing that they have said he can only slide feet first.
He would have failed a first grade stop, drop, and roll test with that tumble into second. Gets back last night. 2-for-4.
Did not hit a home run like I predicted, though. That ball that you just played the clip of, had he gotten under it, would have been gonzo.
Do you think Gregory Polanco is a good player?
I think he is a... Can above average and good be two different things?
If you're splitting hairs, which it sounds like you want to do right now.
I have to, because I haven't seen him stay healthy enough or be good enough long enough. Last year, had he played the entire rest of the year, I think his numbers would have been objectively good, and you would have said good player, but he didn't. I think he's an above-average player, but I do not think he is yet a guy that could be called good.
What is an above-average player? Someone that's good enough to start in the major leagues?
Yeah, but has not shown me that he can be like a major difference maker yet. Which means he's a bust, by the way, given the hype he got.
Yeah, I don't look at him as an all-star caliber player. If he was that, he would have shown it by now. He's 27 years old. I don't get the hype for him, honestly. I really don't.
He's 6'5", and he's 240,
well, great.
Has a swing that looks like it should work.
When he first came into the major leagues, I was all in on the guy, and I thought he was going to be, you know, the next in line after McCutchen, ready to take the torch and be there. Primary
so
player, and so did they. They gave him the extension, but he's not very good. Sorry. I mean, that's why he can come up and have a big hit, and, you know, there's all kinds of good vibrations because he made, you know, the journey back from an injury. But my expectations for him are always pretty pedestrian. He's a career 253 hitter. He doesn't really hit for power. In today's baseball, you're a power hitter, you hit 30 home runs. He's never touched 25, okay? So he's not a power hitter. He's atrocious defensively. You could put a fan. Like, you know that contest he's doing at Three Rivers, that big high pop contest? There were kids
Pizza Hut pop-up.
There were kids that looked more natural in the Pizza Hut pop-up contest than Polanco in right field.
He's been here. Let me just cut to the chase here.
He's never driven in 90 runs.
He's been, in 2018, he was tracking to be an above average player offensively. Like, if you go by war, defensively, he's atrocious. Virtually every year of his career, he's just been bad. If you are looking at this glass half full, which admittedly is not my custom, they have him based on team options through the 2023 season. If he ever blossoms, they have him cheap and team-controlled. If you want to look at this glass half empty, they have him still no matter what through 2021 if he never blossoms. I'll say this much about him. The guy's best season was tracking to be last year, 840 OPS or 839. He has to be great. Not good, great, if they are going to have any kind of chance of making real noise this
I've
year.
Got more faith offensively in Bell than I do Polanco.
I don't. I've seen at
Bell's
least...
a more complete hitter.
Where's Bell the can power?
Okay, he hit 26 home runs in a season. That's more than Polanco's
and
ever
then he
hit.
And then he dropped way off.
Okay, but he also has better at-bats than Polanco. Look at his on-base percentage
by
year.
I mean, the better thing about him is that he can hit right-handed, too. He's a switch hitter, so you can't turn him around and
Bingo.
Have that issue. If you want to base it off of that, fine. But, like, from what we've seen from each guy, they've been about similar in their disappointment.
Look, I'm not bullish on either one.
Isn't that what we're really getting down to here and drilling down to? Here are two guys that they have committed a lot of resources to, specifically in the case of Bell, where that's like the test case for the Red Sox and all the other big market teams saying, stop letting the Pirates take this much money and give it to draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that Gregory Polanco was their big find. They couldn't wait to bring him up, and they were so excited for it. And both have been, relatively speaking, flops at the box office.
I'm going to put this out on Twitter, and I want to just see the reaction we get. I'm going to ask this very simple question. Who is the Pirates' best hitter?
You should put Adam Frazier out there. Because
I'm not
going to
give people choices. I'm not going to make it a poll question. I'm just going to let people
You're
going to
get people saying
mentions.
Like Adam Frazier probably. Or Francisco Cervelli.
Cervelli's hitting 145.
I know, but people will think about him like when he could hit. Tell me a movie just off the top of your head that you remember anticipating a lot. And you could not say it was horrible, but it was just a blah whatever movie. It was an average movie. Take it or leave it. But you had a lot of anticipatory excitement about it. Do you have one that comes to mind?
Like Boogie Nights?
It's not a blah movie. That's an all-time classic.
Oh. That was the first movie that always pops in my head.
That you really anticipated? Anyway.
I like Boogie Nights. I mean,
And I'm asking you about a movie that you were hotly anticipating, but that ended up being just okay.
Striptease?
Showgirls?
What?
You were really...
All right, as an 11-year-old, you see that...
Demi Moore.
You see that movie poster with her.
Yes, it was a salacious poster.
And you're
poster.
Thinking to yourself...
This is going
to
be... I'm going to turn on the black box cable here at my buddy's place.
And that was a blah movie. I think I answered your question more than adequately.
I guess that Gregory Polanco's career has been it's the striptease of baseball careers thus far. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Who is their best hitter? How would you answer your own question?
I think it's Starling Marte, and I say so through gritted teeth.
Best? Hold on. I have to split hairs with you again. Best hitter or best offensive player? Because he's not a great hitter in the way that people think of great hitters. He is a guy with massive holes in his swing and major flaws.
Well, I don't think Mr. Corey Dickerson, who chokes up with two strikes just because he hit 300 last year, I'm not going to say that he's the Pirates' best hitter. I can't.
I think the problem here is
they don't have a lot of good hitters. That's the moral of the story here.
I think the problem here is that when we're trying to pick best hitter on the Pirates, it is very slow.
All right, can we just get into Terry Francona's weird eating habits?
Yes, why did it take this long?
All right, so Francona turned 60. Happy birthday, Beaver County.
I was coming back from Cleveland. I heard him and I heard Tom Hamilton doing a between doubleheader games, breakdown of the first game they lost to the Braves in advance of the second one. And Terry Francona just sounds like a guy.
Who you'd want to drink beers with?
Yes, but who also has a ravenous appetite for junk food.
Terry Francona, in June of 2015, on a flight back to Cleveland,
down
17 popsicles in one sitting.
It's the Wade Boggs of popsicles.
Insisted they were of a healthy variety. 17 popsicles. Is there even a variety or brand of popsicle?
I could eat 17 fudgesicles. Not the popsicle, but the actual fudge pop. I could eat 17 of those. Could you?
I don't even think the fudgesicle registers for me as a top 5 popsicle.
What, are you like rocket pops?
Are those the red, white, and blue pops?
Yeah. Those are all those popsicles suck,
yeah,
man.
I don't like those either.
What do you like in the popsicle game?
I like creamsicles.
Oh, the worst of all popsicles.
You get citrus, you get a vanilla flavor.
Terrible. I'm embarrassed for you. Oh, very nice, Jermichael.
I like those fruit bars.
Okay, those I mess with those. Strawberry ones? Oh yeah, I'll get down with those.
Pineapple?
Haven't had it. Can't speak to it. What about sorbet? Like the good stuff. The Häagen-Dazs, like your mangoes,
like
your
the
raspberry.
Flintstone push-up pops?
No.
Did you ever have a...
Oh, I had those. Those are great.
Oh, they are.
Those are a special treat back
You know
in
they
the
have
day.
Flintstone push-up pops in the Sabres press box?
Do they? Why?
I don't know, but I'm happy they have them.
Okay. I'm down with that.
All right. How about the Terry... This is all from The Athletic. Francona ice cream incident in Chicago. Before Game 5 of the 2016 World Series, he ordered $44 worth of chocolate and vanilla ice cream, chocolate sauce, and berries, plus a brownie sundae. The room service operator asked how many people the order would be serving. One, Francona replied.
Don't you lie there if
$44 worth of ice cream.
Well, that's room service prices, though, so who knows how much you're actually getting.
If you went to the supermarket and said, I'm going to purchase $44 of ice cream,
you're getting a ton
how many cartons of ice cream would you need?
So what the
The 2 gallon?
Oval shaped ones. The oval shaped ones are what, half gallon?
Half gallon, yeah.
I think you're getting, I'm just doing quick math here. I think you're getting about 5 gallons of ice cream.
I think you're getting more, man.
Well, if you're getting decent stuff, you're getting like Breyers.
I think you're getting, I think even if you want good ice cream.
What about if you get the sherbet that's in like, a bucket?
That's not expensive.
But if you get like good Breyers half gallons,
I still think you need eight or nine.
That's about four to $5, I think. Per.
Okay, so
$3.99. JerMichael's got it. Are you an ice cream guy, JerMichael?
That's eleven cartons of ice cream.
I like ice cream.
So yeah, 5.5. I said 4 to 5 gallons. So 5.5 gallons is 11.
Josh Timlin, former Indians pitcher, had this to say about Frank Kona: "Quote, he likes to use the bathroom with the door open,
like Lyndon B. Johnson."
Now, this is
if
something.
If he's eating all that junk food, now, that can't be very pleasant.
This is something about Frank Kona that honestly grosses me out.
The bathroom thing?
Because even in college, where you really did not have privacy because of dorms.
Yeah. No, nope. The guy that thought he was being funny in college.
I don't even mean the guy who kept the door open. How about the guy who wanted to hold a conversation with
you while
he was in there?
Terrible job.
I'm trying to brush my teeth, and this guy's
dropping a. Yeah. And wanting to talk about, you know, your final next week.
Like, you hear the noise before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I avoid people. If I see somebody walking towards the bathroom here in our building, you have a chance to cut down the stairs and use another floor's bathroom.
I walk away from it. I wouldn't want to play for a manager who crap with the door open.
You know what, though? Baseball guys, I feel like that would appeal to them.
Here's another quote on Frank Kona from the Indians GM.
We got to ask, if we have a Pirates player on, in the next couple days, we got to ask what they would do if Clint Hurdle conducted his business with the door open.
All right, here we go. In The Athletic, on Frank Kona's 60th birthday. He woke up one day with all these marks all over his stomach, and he was concerned, like, do I have a skin disorder? What's going on? And then he looked over on the side of the bed and realized he rolled over onto a plate of nachos, and he had all the nacho parts in his stomach. How about that?
That's an all-timer. That's an all-timer.
I don't know who this guy is, Mike Sarbaugh. He said of Frank Kona, he really likes Milk Duds, which are disgusting candy.
I like those.
They get stuck in your teeth.
What candy doesn't?
Okay, Snickers bars?
There's a lot of candy that doesn't, but I digress.
Peanut M&Ms?
There are many candies that do get stuck in your teeth.
He really enjoys Milk Duds. Sometimes they get lost on his bed at night. It's always good because the next day, if he doesn't have any, he can just feel around his bed and find a Milk Dud. I was living with him in the spring, so I was kind of the Milk Dud guy to get them for him. If he needed some, he could always look in his bed because he'd lose some at night, and the next day they were always there.
So you're rolling all over these Milk Duds and then you're eating them? What is this guy doing?
Kevin Cash, former Rays, or current Rays manager. We bunked at this place we have for spring training. We got the family-sized bag of peanut M&Ms that he leaves out. He wakes up in the middle of the night, opens them up, and probably gets like two big handfuls of them. Then you walk in. We wake up that morning. He left the freezer open. There are M&Ms all over the floor. They've melted everywhere. He walks out of his bedroom, and he's got different colors of M&Ms all over his face, all over his hands, and all over the mattress from where they all melted.
How does he not weigh like 500 pounds?
He's put on a lot of weight.
He has?
Go look up a picture of him managing
the Red
Sox.
Didn't he have major health problems?
He did, yeah. He's had heart problems.
Terry, I think I'm not a cardiologist, but I think I can diagnose the very beginnings of this.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, the Pittsburgh Performance Center. Go-to dealership for new Corvettes and Camaros. High of 75, and then things cool off tonight, a low of 43. Rob Rossi is the official Evgeny Malkin autobiographer, or is it?
I think
can
he
someone
is.
Help you write an I autobiography? I think so.
Yeah, I think he's the official biographer, but you can't have somebody technically write your autobiography.
Pierre Maguire ripped Malkin yesterday. A story in The Athletic today by Josh Yowie that did not shine a great light on Malkin. So we will talk to Rob about it next on the PM team.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.